Wednesday, Pekudei, Shir 328, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Hei. David HaMelech continues, davening that the Rebbeinu Shlalem should guide him in his path. And he says like this, Hadricheini ba'amitecha, guide me in your truthfulness, v'lamdeini, and teach me, that you are the, because you are Alike Yeshi. You help me in everything else, so guide me in the right path. I wait for your Yeshua a whole day. So over here, David HaMelech is davening for Ruchnius, seemingly. Seemingly he's davening for Ruchnius. And apparently you see that a first of all person could daven for Ruchnius. We do sometimes in Shmoneh daven for Ruchnius. But David HaMelech is asking that the Rebbeinu Shlom should guide him, Hadricheini ba'amitecha, guide him in the truthfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon of a Derech, and V'lamdeini. So first guide me and also teach me. Why? Ke'atali ke'yishi, because you saved me. You save me in my physical things, so you should save me in my spiritual things. You know, many times people feel that physical hatzlacha is more important than spiritual hatzlacha. You know, if a person, chas v'shalom, lost a physical thing, he had a loss in business or something like that, he gets much more upset than if he has a loss in ruchnius. That's just the nature of human beings. But David HaMelech approached it at least as if it's equal. I mean, obviously, Ruchnius with David HaMelech was more, but at least if it was equal. At least he spoke as if it was equal. That means, Ki atoli ke yishi, since Rebbeinu Shlom, you sent me Yeshuas for everything that I need, so also send me Yeshuas when it comes to Ruchnius. So his betachan and his tefillah was for Ruchnius, and for Gashmius, but for Ruchnius. So that's what David HaMelech is teaching us, that a person, you know, a person sometimes says, I can't do this, I don't have the ability to have this madrega, or to attain this thing, or to learn this thing, or to do this thing. And sometimes you can ask, did you daven for it? You know, we daven for parnasa, we daven for physical hatzlacha, we daven for shaduchim, we daven for health. Do we daven for hatzlacha and ruchnius? Do we daven that we should be able to be oyla, be able to daven properly, be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom properly? David HaMelech davened, Hadricheini ba'amitecha v'lamdeini ke'atoli ke'yishi. You're the ke'yishi, you help me. I wait for you a whole day. It's actually, Ayischa kivisi kalayim is actually a nusach that we say in davening, Kedishuascha kivinu kalayim. The concept of tikva apparently is kol hayim. It's an interesting expression. But he's anticipating the Rebbeinu Shlom's, hoping for the Rebbeinu Shlom's Yeshua a whole day. You have to understand exactly what that is. What does it mean, kalayim? But Agabon Tzlavan HaMelech says, Ayischa kivisi kalayim, he's hoping a whole day for the Rebbeinu Shlom's Yeshua. So you see that David HaMelech davened very strongly for Ruchnius. And it's something to think about. When's the last time that we davened for Ruchnius? Person wants Hatzlacha in Ruchnius. If you daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rebbeinu Shlom HaBe'ezer Hashem, send the person Hatzlacha.